broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bo and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-hosts, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bo and Fee.
Hey, welcome to Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee. We missed you guys. It's been a while, Fee.
Been a
couple
while.
Months.
Took a little break.
I've seen you plenty in the last couple months.
We're rejuvenated, ready to roll.
We're ready to roll. We are ready to roll, and it's fall sports season, and it's also a big weekend coming up here, folks, and it's exciting, and there's a buzz in our community.
It'll be interesting.
And it's something that, you know, I don't know, it's just really cool. And
it is. It's going to be exciting.
It is, and we got two members of the committee, Jake Garkey and Jonas Foot up here, and they're going to fill us in on everything going on this weekend. They're going to fill us in on what we're going to do Saturday, because if we start drinking at 1 o'clock and we drink until that thing's over, there's going to be a lot of drunks standing out there. So
could be a lot of
laying.
Well, yeah, laying
down would be the problem.
Laying, but it is going to be a fabulous weekend. And
weather sounds good.
The weather sounds unbelievable.
Tremendous.
75 and sunny. And
can't beat it.
Can't beat it. And we're going to come right back we're going to talk with the committee members as well and get their perspective of the weekend. And we'll be right back. Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4858.
Wayne Street Market is having a big end of the summer sale going on now through Labor Day with great prices throughout the store. Looking for some great brats for the grill? They have 5 packs of Johnsonville brats on sale. Get 2 packs of their fresh brats for $9.99 or 2 packs of Johnsonville smoked brats for $8.99. And you can get their great quarter-pound hamburger patties, 4 to a package, for just $2.99. And if you're looking for some great steaks for the grill, how about these? Ribeye steaks for $6.99 a pound, or New York strip steaks for just $4.99 a pound. These are all available in their grab-and-go case. So get to Wayne Street Market and get in on these great prices for some great grilling. These special prices are good through Labor Day, and they'll be open from 10 to 2 on Labor Day Monday. You can always count on great prices and great selection at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
I'm Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and see us on Friday and Saturday nights for our great dinner specials. You can get all-you-can-eat roasted chicken dinner for only $6.95, or you can try our 12-ounce New York strip steak dinner for only $12.95. And you can add a little zest and try your steak blackened. Both dinner specials come with jumbo baked potato and our large salad bar. We invite you to stop in at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery for a New York strip steak or all-you-can-eat chicken dinners on Friday and Saturday nights from 5 to 9 p.m.
Our Lady Indians are off to a great start, winning their first volleyball match of the year in 3 straight games over the St. Mary's Rough Riders on Tuesday night. Next up, they'll host Benjamin Logan and Springfield on Saturday in a tri-match. We'll broadcast the Indians taking on Benjamin Logan at 10 a.m., then we'll also broadcast their game against Springfield on Saturday afternoon at 1. Our Lady Indians are exciting to watch, so head up to Fortsite Fieldhouse on Saturday to help cheer them on against Benjamin Logan at 10, then against Springfield at 1. But if you just can't get to the matches in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
Welcome back to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee. This is year what, Fee?
Ooh, what is this, Neil 5?
Ooh, well, I didn't know there was going to be a quiz. I think that, let's see,
this could be 5.
I think it is, too.
I think we're starting year 6. You guys started in December. That first year.
So that'll be this is actually year 6 then.
Starting year 6.
Well, my co-host here with me on Sports Talk for the last 5 years is a guy that you guys hear is Mr. Harold Feely, and Harold's a big champ, and he bleeds purple just like the rest of us, and we absolutely love what we do here with you guys and talking sports and meeting all kinds
nothing
of
great, better. Oh, I agree. Nothing better than every year we get to talk to a lot of kids that we don't normally get to talk to. That's kind of fun, too. You know, different sports come in, and we get some kids that come back. We've had some neat kids come in. Twaitzy came in, talked to us, and Caleb. And I mean, it's a fun thing we do. I think the kids kind of enjoy it, and I think we enjoy it more.
That's right. And it was a somber week for me and you, Fee, and Neil, the passing of Greg McClurg. And we're going to talk a little bit about Greg at the top of the hour. But we just want to say, you know, we me and Fee sat here for the last 5 years, and Neil. And we have a lot of people who constantly text us that constantly are just, you guys know who you are. You know the guys who just, they're always giving us crap on our phones and making fun of us. Nobody text us and listen to more of our bull crap than Greg McClurg.
Than Greg, yep.
I think he listened to every live thing we ever did, ever.
It was unbelievable what that guy, what he meant to us. And
this radio station. I mean, and the neat thing, I mean, he's just, it was a tough weekend for us. And, you know, he just to show how much he appreciates the Fort Recovery Radio, you know, he had all his donations go to our Christmas show.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how much that got
So he could help somebody else.
Yeah. That's
unbelievable.
And we're going to talk about Greg at the top of the hour. So we'll go on from there. And because I'll probably start crying. I really don't feel like crying. What we're going to talk about now is, and we're going to talk with Jonas Foote and Jay Garkey about this weekend. And if you drive down there, it's exciting just to drive down there because activity out the wazoo, something that hasn't been in this town for a long time. Boys and Mike, yours, let's talk about where we're at and what's going on.
Well,
so when we came in last fall, where were we at? I can't remember. I know we talked to you, and we're like, we got these 3,000 tickets we're going to sell.
It's unbelievable.
Right. Yep. I mean, we're like, how are you going to sell 3,000 tickets?
You guys might have had 600-700 of them sold, which was unbelievable.
Yep. Yeah.
And I kept thinking, there ain't no way 3,000 tickets.
Well, the rumors kept flying. There's 2,000 left. There's 1,000 left. And I'm like, yeah, maintain, boys. Yeah. We'll be selling these a week before.
Yeah. We were out before Christmas. So unbelievable. Yeah. Right at Christmas was
Everybody wanted one.
Yep.
They still.
Oh, I know. I'm sure they're still calling.
But.
Yeah, that's right.
So 0 to 3,000 in the span of a couple months, and it's like, well, now we got an event to put on.
Now we
got to
get her done.
This year flew by.
Yeah. It did.
We met every Monday night for this last entire year just to get this thing put together. And it's coming together. We got a heck of a committee.
Yep. Talk a little bit about the guys on the committee. How many of you are there? Who's the header?
It'd be hard to say how many are on. There's probably 10 to 12 of us that are there constantly. Yeah. And then there's people that come in and out when they've got time.
Yeah.
Jake, it was kind of Jake's idea to start with because he wanted to model a huge fundraiser after the Jurassic Classic, which takes place in Southern Ohio. And it was like, I'd get on board with that real quick. So, you know, Jake and I started talking, then it kind of got a little bigger and a little bigger. And then the committee got on board, and we were like, what should we sell, 1,000 tickets? And then it was like, let's do 2,000. Then, let's do 3,000. So it's like, oh, boy, 3,000 is about our limit on what we can what we think we can sell. And, dang, they went quick. So
went fast.
Super prize list. I mean, it took a lot of collaboration between Jake and I to get that prize list together. The rest of the committee Ryan Tin and Michelle Deuce on the vendors and the merchandising, Jeff Wendell on the marketing, Cole Wendell on arranging all those tickets. I mean, he had to take every one of those tickets and put them in a database, so we've got track of everybody's name and address and all their information for this thing. And coordinating with tax people, and our Connor Rammel came on as our new treasurer for the boosters, and so he kind of got hit with this right in the face.
That's
right off the bat.
Yeah.
Yep. So
big job.
Jim Toby and Chad Fowler, they've been tremendous help. I mean, they're running, not only in addition to this, they're running basketball concessions, and Ryan Tin and I run football concessions, and it just we've got full plates, and but it's awesome. A lot of fun.
I'll tell you what, you guys, you're creating a lot of excitement in this town. I know that. It's going to be a fun weekend for us. So how's this thing going to work? I mean, you're like Saturday, we're just going to pull ball out of something and put it right back in.
Okay, we got we bought five bubble top bingo machines.
Okay.
Clear plexiglass top. They've got the numbers in them. The machines are, they've got multiple sets of the balls, so it's not like just one set of balls rolling around in there. We've got four of the community's finest guys that are beyond reproach. Ted Romer. Harold's going to be? No.
$5, I'll put your number in.
Yeah, that's right. That is why you're not on the stage.
That's probably why I'm not.
No, so we got Ted Romer and Greg LaFever, and we got Connor Rammel up there, and Joe Fowler.
That's four of the crookedest human beings in Oregon. Yeah. That is unbelievable. That was the...
And this one goes to Joe Fowler.
Joe Fowler won 78 straight prizes.
That's wonderful.
Yep, yeah. So every 5 minutes from noon until 7 p.m., they'll be drawing a prize. The first prize out is a Polaris Ranger, Crew Ranger. That thing's got an MSRP of over $20,000. First prize out. Last prize out is $25,000 cash. Yeah. So it's huge.
After I win. Because I'm probably going to win.
I hope.
Yep. Can I open the bar for everybody?
That's on you.
All right. I will, too. I will be. Yep. Of course, there's 3,000 people there. It ain't going to last much. It ain't going to last very long.
Might lose pretty fast.
Well, you guys, so when the pills come up, will it be a number on the board or will their name be on it?
No, it'll just be the number.
Okay, so that number.
Yeah, and when you bought a ticket, your ticket had a 4-digit number on it. Okay. And if it matches the four that we pull out.
Yep.
If you haven't seen it, drive by Ambassador Park. Cheeseman's donated the use of a trailer for the week. We've got a banner on the side of that trailer that's got every prize on it that we're going to draw on Saturday. And it takes up the entire side of that trailer.
Yeah, it looks great.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So we're going to have Kip Deuce running back and forth with a scissor lift in front of that trailer, up and down, filling those prize boxes in with the winning numbers.
Winning number.
Yep, as the time goes. And then we got...
About 4 o'clock, he's going to be hammering. He's falling right off.
I'm all right. Don't worry about it. Pick me up again.
Squad for Kip.
He's only going to go up there about every half hour.
Right.
That's not so bad.
Whenever we announce him, then he'll go up there and he'll put him up first.
Yeah.
He has time to sober up.
There you go. Perfect. So the whole thing. Okay, so let's say I want to come down there with my golf cart. Nope.
And you can come down there with your golf cart. You just ain't going to be driving it around.
Okay, so it's fenced off completely, right? And talk a little bit about how to set up. It is not on the track, because nobody knows it's going to be.
So the stage is like across from the main
headquarters
stand, like where the Jubilee is. And everything's kind of set up so you're allowed to put pop-up tents to the right and to the left. Right between it's going to be for standing room and lawn chairs and whatever. And we have the whole thing fenced off because a lot of rumors fly, and we've heard anywhere from 3,000 people to 10,000 people, and we got a little nervous, so we just said we're going to make sure there's plenty of room for everybody. So the hillside, everything's open. Obviously, you won't be able to see anything from the hillside probably, but so for now, it's all open. Bring in your pop-up tents. You can bring them in Friday night. But you'll have to put them down. You don't have to take them down. You just have to put them down Friday night before you leave. So, okay.
So on Friday night, we have a band coming in, and it is Erastus. They're playing Friday night. Friday night, is there going to be 50-50?
Yeah.
And there'll be raffle drawings throughout the night?
Yeah, we got a whole list of very good guns that we're going to be raffling off, different prizes. We got some other stuff, I think.
$1,000
cash prizes we're going to be raffling.
And those are separate tickets from what you already have.
Yeah, that's
so
all separate.
Additional extra.
Yeah. So you go in there Friday night, it costs you how much?
If you have a ticket, it won't cost you nothing. It's $5, I believe.
$5 for just Friday.
$5. And then you'll have to buy your raffle tickets to get involved.
You can buy, and we got a gold mine raffle, which won't be drawn until Saturday, but you'll be able to buy tickets for that and the Wall of Guns on Friday night, but they will not be drawn until Saturday.
The what guns?
Wall of Guns.
Explain.
There's 10 guns on the wall, and it'll be 10 buckets sitting out there, and you buy tickets, and you just drop them in whatever bucket you want. You can put them all in one, or you can divide all 9 of them, or 10 of them up between all 10 guns, give yourself a chance at all of them.
Hmm. Yeah.
Just more chance.
Right. Yeah. Right. We're just trying to make some money and have a hell of a time.
And have a whole bunch of winners.
And I think I think that's got a good chance of happening.
It's got a pretty good chance.
You guys, so I was down there all week, and you guys have been living down there, and I've seen the parking. Now, the parking, if you're a car, you're going to park... We want like behind Jay Clean Shirts.
Yeah, come in on off 49 and go down past the Ball Diamond, and we have a bunch lined up there, and then obviously across after dinner or on Saturday, Coopers and all that, just like the tractor pulls.
Right.
And then depending on how many campers we get, we might have more area back behind Jake's there than what everybody realizes. But
yeah. But you do want them come off of 49 and not 119.
Both. We prefer them off 49. If they come off 119, we're just going to shove them down.
Move down.
Yeah. We're parking Friday at noon. There's four of us that are parking starting at noon on Friday. So we got the big job. We got to get them in there right.
Yeah, we need to get through
this whole thing.
Yep. Nobody wants to walk.
That's right.
So we want. CWX is only 3 blocks away. That's not that far.
No, that's right. That's right.
And you're going to be standing and walking all night anyway. So what's the difference really?
So you guys, as this thing has progressed, and you guys, have you been to the Jurassic or whatever it is?
Yeah.
So did you ever think it'd be like this? I mean, you got to be fired.
Oh, I thought it had potential being like this. I didn't, these guys, a couple guys this week tell me 10,000 people, and I'm like, I don't know, boys, that's a lot of people.
Yeah, but, right.
They sell 10,000 tickets down there.
Right.
But I did get a little nervous, so I went and I Google mapped them, and we got about 21,000 less square feet than they do on where they hold their event compared to where we're holding our event. So, I mean, there's potential if they get 15,000 people on Saturday. So there's potential of having plenty. We're going to have plenty of room.
Absolutely.
A lot of people are worried there ain't going to be no room, and they don't want to stand on top of each other. So
come on in.
They're not coming. There will be plenty of room.
We'll get you room.
That's right.
So how many tickets do they sell down there?
10,000.
They sell 10,000.
Yeah.
Wow.
$100 a shot?
200.
$200.
Well, you can buy packages, but if you buy their best package, it's $200.
$200. Yeah.
Most worthy package, per se.
You buy tickets to that?
Yeah.
Yeah. You ever won anything?
Nope.
Nope. You buy anything?
I'm due.
No. You are
due. There you go.
That's right. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's take a break. We got to pay some bills here. We'll come back. We'll talk more about the WOW. We got questions about the WOWZOO. I'm getting some text messages here.
Yep.
And we'll be right back. Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. What is it about how a well-manicured lawn looks? Well, ask anyone who owns a Simplicity, and they will tell you what it is. Pride. What's the secret? Simplicity tractors have an innovative free-floating mower deck with full-width rollers that follow the contours of your lawn and deliver a precision cut. Not to mention the ability to create eye-catching, ballpark-style striping patterns, sure to get everyone's attention. Take pride in how your lawn will look and visit K&L Tractor to test drive a Simplicity today.
Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you, too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you, too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Did Old Man Winter do a number on your car? Spring is here and Hastings Auto Sales can get your car looking great again. Make your appointment now at 375-4617 to start spring off right with a professional wash and wax or get their full detailing. And be sure to have them check out your air conditioning system so you can stay nice and cool on that first hot day. Give the experts at Hastings a call at 375-4617 and get your vehicle looking good and ready to go for spring.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
St. Joe.
St. Joe who?
St. Joe Festival.
That's not very funny, Dad.
Well, it's not a joke. St. Joe Festival is knocking at the door, coming up September 6th, 7th, and 8th on the grounds of St. Joseph Parish with a Friday night cornhole tournament, Saturday night outdoor mass, horseshoe tournament, and music by RJ the DJ. Sunday, kitty tractor pulls, horseshoe and beanbag tournaments, NFL football, and entertainment by Kyle Kesters. There's something for everyone.
You're still not very funny.
It may not be funny, but it will be fun at the St. Joe Festival, September 6th, 7th, and 8th. Check the Parish Bulletin or the St. Joe Festival Facebook page for more information.
We on?
Oh yeah, sorry.
Wait a minute. We were eating. We were all talking.
I was listening to RJ.
Neil was listening to RJ.
RJ's a little kid. She's awesome. That's it.
Bill Stogler says 60 campers. He said there's 70 some down there already. So
we're already breaking records.
The records are going down.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, how about this concession stands? What's your game plan for those?
What do you mean?
Is it just is there other vending machines or just?
So we're the boosters is technically running, I guess, our main concession stand. But there is going to be St. Joe, Wendell's Barbecue at St. Joe, and
Gourmet Hot Dogs.
Gourmet Hot Dogs is going to be down there.
Where's Gourmet Hot Dogs from? Anybody we know? Or?
What was his name? I'm not sure of the vendor.
I'm not sure either.
Yeah, I know there was a Gourmet Hot Dog place over at Minster for a while, so they lost their lease.
I don't know. That could be.
We're having Gourmet Hot Dogs.
Yeah.
I like it.
I wonder if he's got chili dogs.
I'm sure he does, the way it sounds.
I'm in.
The VFW is going to have fried food.
Perfect.
Scouts got funnel cakes.
Perfect.
Again.
Ooh, there we go.
Perfect. Have ice cream, so you got to visit. Perfect. You got to visit them in the right order.
Just keep moving around.
Right. I don't think you have to do that. I don't think there's rules on that.
But, and two beer stands, so you can't go wrong.
Two beer stands.
There we go.
No, absolutely.
Is it cans and draft or just all cans?
Just cans. And it's all Anheuser-Busch products. I know they have the White Claws or whatever version of that is.
So. What about carrying? What's going on with that?
Once you have a liquor license, anything inside that fence you can't carry in. So we're just telling people bring empty coolers. We got ice. We have the beer. You need a bottle of water or whatever we have that too.
Are you selling it by the case then? Or 12-pack and all that? Basically,
nobody buys a 12-pack anymore.
Nope.
Well, it depends on the size of their cooler.
Yeah, they carry around. We're all in.
Yeah. They'll get her in there. So basically, like the Jubilee was.
Yep. You'll be able to get whatever you want.
So here we are. We're a couple days from it. Tomorrow night, there's going to be, down there now, there's 50 people down there. Tomorrow night, talk a little bit. Anything going on tomorrow night?
No, we're pulling in campers starting at noon, and I believe till 10. So
you just got to have the guy out there hanging around then, or make sure they get in the right spots? Kip and Craig Evers have an entire crew lined up.
They got a crew.
Yeah, they're taking the campers to their spots.
Nice.
And they're spreading them out, so you're not waiting on a guy to back in their spot.
Yeah,
and sitting there for 10 minutes.
Cool. So you're not just going right down the row.
Nope.
Oh, that's good. Oh, that's a great idea.
I believe they've marked off about 550 spots.
And we got plenty.
Wow. Them Eaver boys are crazy. I mean, it is to a T. It's actually, you've seen their paperwork. It's phenomenal.
Yeah. I was down there Monday night, and they've shown us how to park the cars. They got it figured out.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I mean, they
did a little studying on this thing.
Yeah. Yeah, they got it figured out. So talk a little bit about some other things that are going on this weekend. You have some military stuff. I see there's some military items down there.
Yeah, look, Mr. Deuce brought a big 5-ton truck and trailer. We've got a military display coming from, I believe it's the DAV in Van Wert area, and they're actually going to do use the Civil Air Patrol cadets from Van Wert and do a reenactment of the guarding of the Tomb of the Unknown and changing the guard there.
Wow.
So they'll do that times early Saturday in the day. Kind of right as everything's getting kicked off between 11 and 12:30 or so. The two bands, Salt Creek and Erastus. Salt Creek on Saturday night, Erastus on Friday night. We've got a two-man band in the beer tent Saturday afternoon.
And all these details came up kind of in this last week, so yeah. I don't have everything committed to memory because we've got so many subcommittees that are running different areas because right. this is a monster event. I mean, it's yeah, just right. it's a big deal. So, other than that, it's spend a lot of money and buy a lot of tickets and enjoy some fellowship with your friends and yep. you know hang out in lawn chairs under a pop up and watch everybody's number be drawn.
So, what time is the band Friday night?
Band Friday night starts at 8 and 8 to midnight, and then same for Saturday.
8 to midnight on both of them?
Yep. 8 to midnight.
Yep, 50-50 drawings and everything will kind of ratchet up in between times there. And
so will you draw the 50-50 before the last band, or will you wait? How will you do that? Will you... Don't know yet.
We've advertised Saturday's 50-50 as being drawn at 7:30, so we're still debating whether we're glued to that time yet yeah. or not, or if we'll have a bunch of upset people if we push them there later. So
stop selling 7:30, might draw it. Yeah, once a band.
Hopefully it takes a while.
No kidding.
So Friday.
Oh, absolutely.
Friday night. What time is a good time for people to get down there? Is there anything
noon
before the before the band? Is there any entertainment type of thing going on, or no. is it just hanging around? Okay.
Well, I mean, you're going if you want a good pop up spot, you're yeah. going to get down there early because we've had people begging to get in there at noon and get their pop ups up. So,
yep.
Get in there early. Get in there at 6 because that's when the gates open. And,
gates yep. open at 6. Okay.
Yep.
Jake, band starts at 8. That'll be good.
You talk about what it takes to put this thing on, and it's got to be. I mean, when you see all the people that are pitched into this thing and all the people that are working, man, what a great feeling that is for you guys in the committee to see.
It's like, believe
the
it
town
or not,
bought in.
It's. I mean, it's had its moments, but overall, I mean, some guys, there's been subcommittees, and they just kind of grabbed her and ran. And then Todd Post had his triplets, and he was in charge of the stage, and we had Ross Overman kind of in there to help fill in, and he's up there tonight.
Next man up.
We haven't yeah. had an issue. I mean, everything's went going so good. Actually very smooth, and we really don't have a head guy. We just kind of talk through it and go.
Yeah.
It's just been one of them things.
Yeah. Well, I don't think you had any problem. But this community right now, I think if you ask them to do something, anybody will do it.
Oh, I was
whatever you need, man. Let's
meet
go.
The team, and I had people coming up. What needs done next? And it's like, I don't know, because I feel like we got all our bases covered, but yeah. I'm sure something's going to come up. We're just going to have to bear with it.
Well, that's the first year. First year yeah. learning. I'm sure we're going to figure it out.
Yep, I'm seeing on the Facebook that you had the other day, you had a drawing for some pairs of weekend passes. There's all kind. You've had all kinds of drawings going on here and there and stuff that's been happening. That's just awesome.
Yeah, so we're trying to ratchet up our marketing strategy to make it a little easier on us for ticket sales for next year's event. Yeah. So we've got an SMS text program started up where you text a keyword to a certain number, and then you get registered to win a 2020 Wild raffle ticket. And I'll look that up on our next break and make sure I get that keyword put out there. Mm-hmm. But so there's different aspects of the marketing because we want to kind of cut our marketing overhead quite a bit for next year, because that same thing happened with that other event we were talking about in Southern Ohio. I mean, I remember when they started up, they were advertising everywhere, and then once the word got out and they sold their tickets to the same people. Yeah, no more advertising anymore. It just sold itself. And and that's what the entire committee is aimed to do, is to have this be such a premier event that you're going to want to come back, and you're going to want to tell four or five more people that they should need to come too. So yeah.
The social media aspect of this thing has been tremendous. I mean, I don't know. I have no idea who in the heck did it. Who's your committee who does that? But it seems like every day there's something
on there,
Twitter or Facebook or something, and it's getting shared 100 times, and it's and it just snowballed into.
Yeah, we've had some that have 16,000 to 18,000 page views on them. So
wow,
so the word's getting out there. So it's pretty neat. But that's a subcommittee of several of us that handle the marketing and have looked for cost effective ways to do it, because the less overhead we have on some things, the more money we're raising.
I'd say posters is a good thing, and the rest of it I wouldn't bother with.
Can I buy my ticket for 2020 this weekend?
Not yet. We're looking at a sell date of October 1st again, same time as last year.
I just remind everybody that by Christmas they were gone.
Yes. Yeah. So you better get in early.
So is it gonna? Right. Are you thinking right now about the same, doing 3,000 tickets again, the same amount of prizes, or is that a discussion for after it gets done?
Ask me that at 8:30 p.m. on Sunday.
Yeah.
This could be so big we can't handle it, or it could be the right size right now.
Makes sense.
Talk about the proceeds. Talk about what we're doing here.
So we're kind of a coalition between a WOW committee and the boosters, and so half the money is going to get split both ways, and that just allows us to be, we're virtually all the same.
Right.
It'll allow us to get in and out of one committee or another. And the boosters is obviously, we're willing to put up a baseball field. So that's kind of how this all come about.
Mm-hmm.
The WOW committee, I mean, there's a lot of other youth activities out there we can touch base on. So,
sure.
So we're kind of sitting in lingo. We really don't have any money right now. So we've invested anything we've made so far in side raffles and everything else. So we'll see. I'd like to say, I think the baseball field is going to go up pretty quick, because I believe we did get a donor, a fairly big donor, but that's not been confirmed that I know of. So,
right.
But
so that there's a rumor out
moving.
There.
Yeah. That should all start moving here hopefully soon.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But so everything's kind of in lingo with the money and the. I've been asked that a million times. So,
right.
It's just kind of, we don't know yet.
Yeah.
So. But
well, the only thing that we know is that there's great people that's running this thing, and there's great people that's in charge of it, and it will go to a good cause, and it will go to helping the current community.
Yep.
So that's what. Let's take our last break. We're going to come back to these guys. We've got Chelsea Collin coming in, talk Indian volleyball at 8:45. So we're going to wrap, talk to these guys one more segment. Wow. Next this weekend.
It's going to be fun.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
Cooper Farms Feed and Animal Division in Fort Recovery, Ohio is seeking a second shift feed delivery driver, which requires a Class A CDL. My name is Bob Stoglin, and I have been at Cooper Farms for 33 years, which has enabled me to develop great friendships along the way and great opportunities. Come join the Cooper team today. Apply online at cooperfarms.com.
Miracle Lanes will be closed Friday, August 23rd through Sunday, August 25th for the WOW event at Ambassador Park, and they'll also be closed the following weekend, Thursday through Sunday, for the Labor Day weekend. They'll reopen for the bowling season on Tuesday, September 3rd, and will be open 7 days a week until after the bowling season finishes in the spring. And if you're interested in joining a bowling league, they're looking for 2 4-man teams on Thursday at 9 o'clock. Contact them through their Facebook page if you're interested. Again, Miracle Lanes will be closed until after Labor Day, after tomorrow, for the WOW event and Labor Day. Then they'll be open 7 days a week so you can get all your favorites again.
Forge Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Forge, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Forge Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Forge Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Season tickets for the 2019 football season will be sold in the high school office from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. each weekday. Reserved varsity football seats must be claimed by Wednesday, August 28th. Season ticket prices for the varsity football games are $25 for adults and $15 for students. And this year they will also be selling an annual all-sports ticket for adults and students, which will admit you into all the regular season home high school and junior high athletic events for both boys and girls. Adult all-sports tickets are $150, and that includes your reserve seat for home varsity basketball games. Student annual all-sports tickets are only $50. Presale tickets for individual high school football games will be $6 for adults and $4 for students. All tickets at the gate will be $7 for both adults and students. And now you can get junior high all-sports tickets. Those are $25 for adults and $15 for students. All tickets at the gate for junior high events will be $3 for adults and $2 for students. And if you're 65 or older, they have an even better deal. the Senior Citizens Annual All Sports Pass for only $25. That pass will get you into any boys or girls high school or junior high sporting event, but it doesn't include reserve seating for the football or basketball games. So the first chance you get, head up to the high school office between 8 and 4 on weekdays to get your fall sports or all sports season tickets.
We're back here, Sports Talk, presented
by the Wayne Street Market.
Wayne Street Market aboard again. God love
them. They're back at us. They love us.
Yep. We're eating the crap out of their meat and cheese.
They got great meat and cheese.
Yeah, it's not too bad, is it?
Too bad.
That's a pretty good supper.
Jake Garkey's had 46 pieces of cheese.
Well, he hadn't eaten since 11 this morning.
It's unbelievable. I've never seen anybody have that much cheese in my life.
I don't have to
eat
this.
Yeah, you're solid, ain't you?
Good to go.
Well, you ain't going to have time.
Yeah, I know.
That's right. So, Neil brought up a good point. Talk a little bit about, what the hell was it, Neil?
People like me, the camera where we put our ticket. Okay, we have to bring our ticket down and show it to you.
So, on the Super Raffle ticket, you'll have a much easier time getting in the gate if you bring the big yellow ticket you bought last fall, and it's got your four-digit number on it. You bring that and an ID. We match it up. We give you two wristbands. You're in the door. If you somehow misplace your ticket, we have all those numbers attached to your name and stuff in a database. There'll be a separate window you go to. You say, hey, I lost my ticket, can't find it. This is my name. We'll look it up on the database. We'll tell you, hey, that's your ticket number, and then we'll give you your wristbands that way, as long as you show us the ID.
And each one of those tickets gets two wristbands?
Yeah, each super ticket is worth two entry wristbands into the event.
Yep.
Perfect. And then for the side raffles or the day of event raffles, those are all must be present to win raffles. You have to keep track of your tickets because that's the only way you're going to know if you won or not. They're all numbered individually. There won't be any names or anything attached to them. So you buy tickets, you got to keep track of those stubs. So you
about 50-50, you got to be there.
Present. You got to be there for 50-50 as well.
Yep. You do.
Yep.
That would be interesting. That's going to be a monster,
What's
a Jurassic 50-50?
I believe Saturday's take-home was $110,000.
Excuse me?
$110,000 take-home. So, it's not bad. They give you a police escort to the highway.
Then you're on your own.
On your own.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
Hopefully you win a couple guns, too. Yeah. Good chance.
Yeah, so, and I think even their Friday night was like 24 this last year take-home.
We would like a $5,000 50-50 Friday and a $20,000 50-50 Saturday.
I'd be happy.
We'd take that, wouldn't we, boys?
That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Okay, boys, so we're going to wrap it up here. Let's go with, give us our final, the schedule event starting with, you can go down there, like, tonight you could have went down and got your wristbands, is that correct?
Yeah, we have the ticket window open to pick up your wristbands if you don't want to stand in line, wait for them. It'll get you in the gate a little quicker. That was open, I think it's tonight from 6 to 9, and then it'll be open again tomorrow, most of the day. If you go up in the afternoon, evening, I can guarantee you'd be open probably after about 4 o'clock. This will be the main entrance. So if you come in off of 49 and you go past Forksite Park and park in our car parking, you'll come across the footbridge. Once you're across the footbridge, you can't make a mistake on how to get there because we have it gated off that directs you.
You're walking
right to the front gate.
Yeah,
yep, okay. It's up the hill at the new maintenance building they have that the Ambassador Park put in. They've got a ticket booth built onto the front of it. That is the main entrance, and that's where you'll get your wristbands. You'll go through a cooler check on Friday and Saturday. That's being done by MServe to make sure you're not bringing alcohol into the event. Mm-hmm. And then you head down the hill. You pick up your beer wristband, so we know you're over 21 and you can buy beer, and you're in the event. And then you head to the beer ticket booth. You head to the different prize booths and stuff like that, and get going.
So you do have to have beer tickets. You have to buy the tickets. It's not cash for beer, correct?
Yeah, you have to have a wristband to buy tickets, and then once you buy tickets, then you can go to either one of the two beer stands and
Good idea.
Yep.
Yep.
So it just gives us a couple extra double checks, and then keeps then we don't have to have 100 beer stand workers handling money. We've got it very contained.
Makes it easy.
So, and then the last thing is if you
you want to try to win your way into a WOW 2020 ticket, text the keyword WOW 2020, that's WOW2020, to 63566. If you put that in your text message, it'll prompt you through it, and you'll be registered to win a free ticket.
Free ticket next year.
Yep. That's awesome.
Well, that's wonderful. Guys, great job. I don't care.
Unbelievable.
I don't care if there's 100 people down there. You guys did a wonderful job getting this baby going. You guys should be proud of yourselves, I just think we're going to have a riot.
I think we're going to have fun.
In fact, we're supposed to golf Sunday, okay? We have a big tournament. We have a big tournament Sunday, and Big P says, boys, I'm out because I'm probably not going to be in very good shape.
I could be in bad shape.
Yeah. So, and I think there could be a bunch of people like that.
I hope.
Yeah, it's going to be a celebration. Guys, once again, thanks for coming in. Good luck this weekend.
Good luck, guys.
Fort Recovery Radio going to be down there for anything new? You got anything going on?
Anybody that cares is going to be down there. They don't want to listen to.
Good point.
What are you going to do, play-by-play of the songs?
No, play-by-play. Oh, that'd be great.
Okay.
Play-by-play ticket number.
Well, yeah. We could. I was thinking we might record some of that and put it later, but I don't. Yeah. I think anybody. I don't think there's anything we can do to help.
We'll be tweeting,
promote it
or live tweeting. We'll be texting them numbers to
the website.
Six digit code, right?
Yeah. Somebody said you can get the numbers. Will be up.
We'll use Facebook and Twitter to put the numbers out as we can, and then on our actual website, which is wildraffle.com, we'll have the numbers up by Sunday afternoon for everybody that didn't attend.
Yeah.
And then I'll be in the headquarters building all weekend, and we'll know who won each prize as it goes on, and if they're not there, then we've got 30 days to get that claimed for them and get them their prize. So
I think we should put the yellow tickets on our heads.
Yeah, so everybody knows.
Like Indian raffle.
Yeah.
Everybody walk around. Who won? I don't know. Yeah. You got the wrong number. You got it. That'd be a classic.
No, it'd just be dumb.
That's all we're all about.
So.
Yep, I'm afraid you're right.
Guys, good luck this weekend. Thanks for stopping up.
Thanks for stopping up, fellas.
We're going to take a break. We're going to come right back with the head coach of the Indian volleyball team, Mr. Chelsea Colley. Right after this, Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
Klingtron & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingtronandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingtron & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
Hello, I'm Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and see us on Friday and Saturday nights for our great dinner specials. You can get all-you-can-eat roasted chicken dinner for only $6.95, or you can try our 12-ounce New York strip steak dinner for only $12.95, and you can add a little zest and try your steak blackened. Both dinner specials come with jumbo baked potato and our large salad bar. We invite you to stop in at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery for a New York strip steak or all-you-can-eat chicken dinners on Friday and Saturday nights from 5 to 9 p.m.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting the work done. You know better than anyone that this business can be backbreaking, but that's all the more reason to partner with someone who has your back. Ferris is about helping you finish strong and feel good about doing it. Ferris commercial grade mowers feature patented suspension technology that allows you to mow faster and get more work done while keeping you comfortable so you can feel good tomorrow. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
Have you ever wondered how a law enforcement agency works? The Mercer County Sheriff's Department will be holding their 6th annual Citizens Academy from October 22nd through November 14th, and sessions will usually be held 2 evenings a week for those 4 weeks. If you're interested in attending this year's Citizens Academy, just go to mercercountysheriff.org to get your application packet and return it by Tuesday, September 24th. Class size is limited, so get your application packet now. Classes will begin at 6 p.m. and will last for 2 to 3 hours per session. Participants will attend classes that are in lecture format, observe demonstrations, take tours of the facilities, and participate in hands-on training sessions, and you'll also have the opportunity to job shadow with staff members. The academy is open to residents of Mercer County who are at least 21 years old, and you'll be required to pass a background check. If you're interested in attending this session of the Citizens Academy, you can stop at the Sheriff's Office during office hours or go to their website at mercercountysheriff.org to get your application packet. Completed applications will need to be returned to the Sheriff's Office by Tuesday, September 24th. If you have questions, please contact Citizens Academy Coordinator Sergeant Jay Wehrkamp at 419-586-7724.
We're back, Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
Yes, sir.
How's work tonight? You work?
Yeah.
Sell anything?
Nope.
We're done, ain't we? We're going under?
We're tired.
We're done?
I left a little early today.
Did you shut her down early?
Yeah.
He was rocked her by a car, yeah?
Didn't tell.
Not yet. Did you listen to the first show?
I had to get a little bit of my phone went dead. That's why I had to run
off. Your phone went dead.
Yeah.
Don't you have a charger at the office?
At home.
They're only like $5.
I know.
That'd make too much sense, wouldn't it?
Take way too much
thinking there. We are now joined by the head volleyball coach, starting season number
10.
No way.
You gotta be kidding.
10?
Oh, I'm sorry. 6 year.
Who?
6 years.
Okay. I've been here 6 years.
Six years? Yeah.
Hard to believe.
I think Diana guessed on the radio was 4 or 5, so.
My God. Wow. Chelsea Rogers? Colleague? Chelsea Rogers Colleague. Is that right?
Yeah.
First of all, your brother, I love that guy.
He is classic.
He's always, Brandon is always, I mean, Reese's, they're just great.
Which one? Brandon?
But Brandon, he's always, he loves, he's just a neat guy. I love it.
Yeah. He's an Indian follower.
He is, ain't he?
He is.
Yeah, I love it.
So where's he living now? Is he any close?
Granger, Indiana.
He's still up that way, huh?
Yeah, close to Elkhart.
Yeah. Get his butt back down here.
Yeah.
They built a nice house in a little cul-de-sac and have two little girls and...
Well, perfect. So it's that time of year, Charles, and Indian volleyball is coming off a tremendous season last year, and we have a lot of kids back, but we lost a lot.
Yes, we did.
And it's
some big shoes to fill.
Yeah, we got some big shoes to fill. Yep. It's gonna take a little while.
Yep. And we try to tell the girls that, and honestly, with the way they played in the spring and the preseason. You know, they're quickly filling those shoes. They're faster than I originally thought. And my expectations after the summer, I'm like, whew, they're like way skyrocketed, you know.
Good.
But there's some things that, you know, we still need to work out, and we have all season to do it. You know, our ultimate goal as a program is to advance in tournament, and, you know, you look at a program like Versailles who, they were below 500 and won their last 10 games, won the state championship. I mean, anything can happen with any kind of season. So, you know, whether you're 20-plus wins or 10-plus wins, I think we're at that point where our program's strong enough to do just about anything. So it's our time. So.
Yeah. We have the nucleus coming back, and we got some big hitters in there, and I think we got to get it. We got a new setter coming in, probably.
Yep, setters. Yep. Coming. We're going to run a 6-2.
We're
going to run
a 6-2 this year, which puts a little more pressure on. I mean, in that case, I don't know much about volleyball, but does that nobody plays all the way around, right?
We have a couple girls playing all the way around. 6-2 definitely makes it harder because you are making two extra substitutions.
Yeah.
In this case. But we do have Brooke Colleg playing all the way around this year. For now, you know, they know that just about any of those girls can. But we do have a lot of tremendous defensive specialists who can play back there. And then a lot of our front row players are capable of doing it. So, and then our libero, Kira Wendell, will be in there full time. Right. So.
Setters 6-2,
we have six hitters. Chloe Showwater is a senior. She did not set last year, but she has some past with setting, and she's doing a great job, you know, with not really setting at the varsity level yet. She's doing great so far, and Hope Wendell, the junior. So.
Hope had some unbelievable sets last night.
Yes,
some unbelievable. She kept setting in front of her, setting in front of her, setting in front of her, did a back set, and just I was looking at the eyes on the girls from St. Mary's, and they were as big as a volleyball.
Yeah.
Because they were not expecting that.
She has a great hand.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
I mean, you can watch her in basketball. I mean, she has a great hand.
Yeah, she does. And she's so smart. She her IQ for the game and just knowing when where to go, when to go at the right time. She made a couple plays.
She does not get
plays.
That from her parents if they're listening.
She made a couple plays that I made comments after the game, and she was pushed back by the pass, and she just shot that ball out to, I think, a couple times with the Page Fork camp, who's exactly who we want, you know, to get the ball in a situation like that. And it was a perfect set, and she crushed it home.
Almost every set seemed to me like it was perfect for her. Yeah. It was just beautiful.
It was a good night.
It was beautiful
for her.
To watch.
Yeah.
Calm down, Spencer.
I'm down, Neil. Well, you say that every time, but I just... I'm excited.
I hope she's listening.
Yeah, that's right. So you got... let's talk a little bit about... Let's start with your staff.
Okay.
So let's go over who your JV coach is, freshman, junior high.
Okay. Starting at the junior high, seventh grade, continues to be the same two. Teresa Leonards will be seventh grade, and Julie Krieg is doing the eighth grade. And we have a freshman team, and a couple of freshmen are stepping up, and they're playing some JV minutes. So they currently have six players, probably. And their coach is Don Willman, who's a Fort Recovery volleyball alumni.
Perfect.
And she, as of now in our record book, holds the block record, which is kind of cool that you have her on staff. And she's getting her feet wet with coaching the freshmen. And Travis Guggenbiller's back for his sixth year at the JV level. And Olivia Kunkler joins us as an assistant.
Olivia Kunkler, help me out.
From St. Henry.
Okay.
Yeah. She played for St. Henry, and she's coached club a few years, and so she loves the game, and it's awesome. It's tremendous to have help. You know, we haven't had an assistant coach for a while, and it's just nice to have someone else toss balls where I can instruct and kind of be into practice a little more than just throwing the balls over the net.
I got to talk to her dad last night, and he's Kenny. Kenny's a great guy from St. Henry. I've known him for years.
Donna Rindler's. He used to coach her teacher for her niece. They look almost identical.
So your team this year, you got some seniors, and let's go over your team here.
Four seniors. I kind of should have brought my roster, but I should be good. We have four seniors who all four are crucial parts of the team, pieces of the team. Chloe Showwaters, the setter, mentioned her. Olivia Patch is back in the middle, brings us some size and some power at the net there. And Paige Judy's healthy as of now, and she's playing her best ball now. Last night she was having some she pulled something in her stomach, and I think she kind of was struggling during warm-ups, but she made it through. And then Brooke Collig is playing some front row this year and doing really well at that, and she'll be a DS back there. Who am I missing?
You got four. Yeah.
Did I?
Yep. There's your seniors.
All right.
Juniors are?
Kira Wendell's back as a DS, but full-time with Libero. Mm-hmm. Hope Wendell, again, as a setter. Paige Fort Camp, who, in my opinion and through how she's played in the off season or the preseason and so far the first game's kind of leading the way offensively.
Yeah. She's a hell of an athlete.
She is a good athlete.
She's pretty powerful.
Yeah, jumps well.
Yeah, she does. Where am I at? Brenna Homan is a DS. And I should go in a line here. You can't like go by age here.
Yeah, that's just on the list of what I had there. Yeah,
sorry. You're good. I think that's all of them. Sophomores, we have Whitley Rambleback, who Whitley joined us kind of late in the season and replaced Paige Judy when she went.
Feeling good, yeah.
Yeah, she did. Yeah, she did. Honestly, that adversity, kind of made us stronger and better, and has obviously helped this year because she's a beast.
Yeah.
I tell Hope
and
Chloe.
Man, we are huge.
Yeah. Yeah, we are. When I tell them to beat the beast, they know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
She's got so much power behind the ball, and as with that family, they love the game of volleyball, and she wants the ball and she wants to do well. So
and she served well last night.
Yeah, we just kind of threw her in there with serving, and she's so, like, back there, she's so powerful that sometimes that ball just knocks at them and they have no time to get out of the way.
Yeah.
So and then Marissa Garkey, who I thought she played phenomenal last night. When I saw that she only had, and I say only, but 6 kills, I could have sworn she had 15. As a sophomore, and that being her first, you know, true match as a varsity player, she lit it up. I was really proud of Marissa and her efforts last night.
Yeah, there were a bunch of them that just were smacking that ball. Man, it was fun to watch.
I think we had some first match nerves and had some hitting errors.
Yeah.
But, you know, they know that the game is kind of an error game. You know, they know if we can't win with a high amount of errors, but we know we also have to stay aggressive, you know, in order to beat the good team. So,
yeah, you ain't going to win our league with them. Tipping her over.
No.
Yeah. You got our schedule this year and looking at the league, and the league is once again phenomenal again, and led by St. Henry and
Bremen
and St. Henry, and I see it. And it's just another unbelievable year in the MAC.
Yep.
When you see that and you play all summer with these girls, and it's got to be something that's just absolutely fun, though, as a coach.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't like, but every night is just a war.
Yep. It's pretty cool to know that anyone can walk away as a winner.
Yeah.
And it keeps us on our toes, and it keeps them practicing and working hard. And I tell you that this group is one of the closest, tight-knit groups that I've coached, and they talk well. I think they all get along really well, and they just, like, I haven't had too many years where I've had multiple kids come up and say, "Coach, I want to win. I want to win." And
hey, phone's working.
All right.
Yeah, boom.
That just it definitely shows and tells me a lot about, you know, what their goals are this year. And I know that they want to do big things, and so
you're gonna have some huge matchups again. Yeah, that's just, I just love going up there when it's a war. You know, it's gonna be a war
every Thursday night.
Oh man, every Thursday night. That's a great, and I mean it goes to show last year the tournament. I mean, that district was insane.
Yes.
How electric that was.
It was a state championship.
That was a state championship, no doubt. I mean, that was just fun to watch.
Yep, and even the Marin local St. Henry game before us, and then our game against New Bremen, and, I don't like to talk about that game a lot.
We'll forget about that. So you talk about every Thursday. Well, we got a little change in schedule, and we're going to Fort Wayne tomorrow.
Yeah, we are. Little drive.
Yeah.
Bishop Lohr's, it was added to our schedule. South Adams dropped us kind of last second, and Indiana changed their total match set rules, so they can only, I don't know if it's 21 or whatever, so they lowered it one, so I think every Indiana school for the most part had to drop a match. And Bishop Lohr's, we had Munciana come in, who's a really, you know, top notch club that came in and ran a couple of camps, and the guy running it is assistant coach for Yorktown, who won the state in Indiana last year. He's a huge, you know, big time program, and he's like, you know, you should contact Bishop Lohr's coach, and you know, because I really think you guys are equally matched, you know, and it'll be a good game. So I contacted their AD, and they're like, yeah, we have a open. So
okay,
you know, I hate to, you know, make the fans travel too far, but I also don't want to.
Don't do any good.
Than what we have to.
Nope, sure.
Yeah, but bad part is we won't be there. I didn't know about it till just now.
I'm sorry.
So we're not going to be able to get up there.
You ain't doing nothing tomorrow night. Let's go, Spencey. Let's go.
I am not going to announce volleyball.
Huh?
And, well,
I wait. Don't stop you from doing anything else.
Do it,
Robert. That's mean. Well, we have to get permission from the school. That might happen, but
we'll forgive you this time.
It did take us a little while to get the contract back, and that's kind of why it hasn't been released
Yeah. Well, that's good. Hey, we're going to take a break. We're going to come right back with Chelsea. We're going to talk a little bit. She wants to get out of here, and I don't blame her. She's got a couple of kids at home and spend some time because it's kind of a zoo right now in the life of Chelsea Colley. We'll be right back. Sports Talk, Bubba and Pete.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4888.
Boars Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boars, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boars Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boars Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Our Lady Indians are off to a great start, winning their first volleyball match of the year in 3 straight games over the St. Mary's Rough Riders on Tuesday night. Next up, they'll host Benjamin Logan and Springfield on Saturday in a tri-match. We'll broadcast the Indians taking on Benjamin Logan at 10 a.m., then we'll also broadcast their game against Springfield on Saturday afternoon at 1. Our Lady Indians are exciting to watch, so head up to Fort Sight Fieldhouse on Saturday to help cheer them on against Benjamin Logan at 10, then against Springfield at 1. But if you just can't get to the matches in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
I got a text here from a BR. It says, give her hell, Bubba. Named Brandon.
Bet I know who that is.
Yeah, I wouldn't know who that is. We're back here, Sports Talk, with head coach Chelsea Colley. Let's shift gears a little bit. And you said that they redid the district here a little bit.
They got rid of the Van Wert district. So everyone in that district, so it would have been, I'll just say where we all went. So St. Henry, Fort Recovery, Parkway, and I'm just doing MAC teams, in Delphus, and I can't even think where the district was. I might be able to pull up on my phone. And then New Bremen, Marion, Minster, Knoxville, who am I forgetting? Versailles and Coldwater are three. Yeah. I think that might be all, but the bulk of the MAC
split. Good.
So we just know, I mean, obviously both are tough,
right.
But it does kind of give you a little...
It does. It's the right thing to do.
Breath of air, yeah.
Because no district should be like that.
That's a shame. Yeah. That's just a shame.
Yep, that's right.
Good teams there.
What was that, the four of the top six or five teams in the state were all right there? I can't remember what it was, but it was crazy. That was crazy.
It was. Yeah, you don't see that very often.
And two MAC teams again there, you know, over the second year in a row.
So let's shift gears a little bit, talk a little bit about school. How's school going?
Good.
First day?
Yeah.
Good first day?
Yep. Kids kind of made it hard in the morning, but they decided to wake up a little early and when I was trying to get ready and made me kind of run a little bit later than what I wanted to, but it's a good first day. I like my schedule and it always changes every year with being intervention. And I think it'll be a good year.
Good.
And, you know, I don't plan on being on maternity leave.
Well, no plans, but.
Yeah, maybe.
So hopefully it's, you know.
I remember when you first started, we got that.
She was No, our first interview with her, she was ready to go, wasn't she?
No.
We got her married.
We got her married.
That's right. We got her married.
That's right.
Come on, Brady. Let's go.
What are you waiting on, Brady?
What are you waiting on?
I think we got her engaged the first time.
Yeah, we might have got her engaged. Yeah. That's right.
And then we helped her through her pregnancy and her birth.
Yeah. We showed her how that happened.
Yeah. So helped her out. We kind of carried you throughout this process, didn't we?
Yeah.
So we got
a lot of help.
So you got two kids now.
I do.
Remy and
Margo.
And are they daddy's girls?
At times. Yeah. Remy's definitely there. Margo, I just think when they're babies. And I don't know if you guys are the same way, but my husband's like men and babies. Brady just wants them moving around and playing with them. And, you know, I don't blame them, but I do like the snuggly too. So they're a lot of fun. Remy's starting to talk a little bit more, and she'll be running around the volleyball game.
Oh, she's going to be wide open.
Yep.
She'll be down there with mom on the bench running out of them. You can't. That stuff's great. I love it.
Yeah.
Well, I know you want to get out of here. We appreciate you coming up. I know you're being.
Sure do.
Let's have a wonderful season, and I'm sure you'll stop up a couple times throughout the season. We love having you here.
Absolutely.
That's right. We are going to come right back. Sports Talk presented by Wayne Street Market. We are going to come right back right after this.
Wayne Street Market is having a big end of the summer sale going on now through Labor Day with great prices throughout the store. Looking for some great brats for the grill? They have 5 packs of Johnsonville brats on sale. Get 2 packs of their fresh brats for $9.99 or 2 packs of Johnsonville smoked brats for $8.99. And you can get their great quarter-pound hamburger patties, 4 to a package, for just $2.99. And if you're looking for some great steaks for the grill, how about these? Ribeye steaks for $6.99 a pound or New York strip steaks for just $4.99 a pound. These are all available in their grab-and-go case. So get to Wayne Street Market and get in on these great prices for some great grilling. These special prices are good through Labor Day, and they'll be open from 10 to 2 on Labor Day Monday. You can always count on great prices and great selection at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
I'm Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and see us on Friday and Saturday nights for our great dinner specials. You can get all-you-can-eat roasted chicken dinner for only $6.95, or you can try our 12-ounce New York strip steak dinner for only $12.95. And you can add a little zest and try your steak blackened. Both dinner specials come with jumbo baked potato and our large salad bar. We invite you to stop in at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery for our New York strip steak or all-you-can-eat chicken dinners on Friday and Saturday nights from 5 to 9 p.m.
Choosing the right insurance plan is as important as choosing the right insurance agency. And Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is the right choice for you. We'll bring you inside our fort to protect you and help you recover when you've had a loss. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency will help find the right Ohio Mutual plan for your needs. Start in the right place so you end up in the right place, where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
St. Joe.
St. Joe who?
St. Joe Festival.
That's not very funny, Dad.
Well, it's not a joke. St. Joe Festival is knocking at the door, coming up September 6th, 7th, and 8th on the grounds of St. Joseph Parish, with a Friday night cornhole tournament, Saturday night outdoor mass, horseshoe tournament, and music by RJ the DJ. Sunday, kitty tractor pulls, horseshoe and beanbag tournaments, NFL football, and entertainment by Kyle Kesters. There's something for everyone.
You're still not very funny.
It may not be funny, but it will be fun at the St. Joe Festival, September 6th, 7th, and 8th. Check the Parish Bulletin or the St. Joe Festival Facebook page for more information.
Hey, we're back. Wednesday night, Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee. We just got done talking to the head coach of our volleyball team.
How can you not love her?
Chelsea's awesome.
I know, man.
She is awesome.
Yeah, she's been a great.
She's done a hell of a job.
She has.
She's made that program pretty good.
Yeah, she has. We're pretty blessed right here.
We are.
Chelsea come in. Who'd she take over? Diana?
I think Diana, maybe.
Yeah.
No, because Kelsey's last coach was Kylie.
Hillsman.
Yeah.
That's right. So we are back here at 9:15. Rocker, what are you doing?
I'm just hanging out with you boys.
Hanging out with the boys tonight.
I mean, really? Why?
Rocker.
Well, is there anything else to do besides to have fun with the old Bubba and Pee?
Yeah, can't be. I can't believe me and and Bubba didn't make the top five badasses. Me and Bob's pretty bad. I'm pretty mean.
Well, you put Doug Collins in there, not Scott.
You can thank Jimmy Vaughn for that one.
Why?
That was his list, and
is that Jimmy's list?
Yeah, that was
Scott Collins would cut your head off.
Well, not now. He's not with us.
Me and Scott, I ever met. Neil?
He could be. I got along with him very
much. I loved him. I loved him.
I got along with him good, dude.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He means tough.
He's tough somebody. Yep. I'm with you.
I got nothing.
And then you're Disney. Are you kidding me?
Okay, now this is what I can...
Snow White?
Well, I like Snow White.
Neil? No. Not compared to all these other ones.
I didn't see any of the other ones.
Lion King.
Well, somebody give me... Oh, a Lion King, I probably did... I probably didn't have a pie.
They need to get enough.
Next time I see you, Rocker, I'm going to throat punch you. Lion King, way too low.
Who did that?
Mr. That? Bob Stoglund put that on Randy's.
Well,
you had some threats on them top 10.
I don't know how I'm still alive.
I know. How many people? How many friends you got on Facebook?
I checked it the other day. It's 1,205. How many I actually talked to? Well,
12. 8.
On a regular basis, it's hard to tell.
Mm-hmm. 1,200.
And 5.
And 5.
Don't forget about the other 5.
Actually follow you on Facebook.
Yeah.
People are really bored.
Well, they love that top 10 list. That's what they
do
like.
They do like the top 10 list.
How about your top 25, the girls? That got them swinging, too.
Well, did I do that one? I did the guys, but I don't. Yeah, I did do the beautiful women, I guess.
Yeah. It's
been a while, though, back.
Yeah. How about Fee being way up into your guys, too?
Well,
should be number one.
He's family.
Come on.
Yes, family.
Yakko, I can't get around him.
You can't, can you? No, but you better never put him by around Yakko. But how could you not put Dan Smith on that list?
Dan, that's unfortunate.
You just had a flood in your house, and Dan Smith saved it.
Well, you know,
next year.
Can we at least put Smitty in next year?
Well, I'll tell you what.
Uh-huh.
When it comes around again in about 4 or 5 months, I'll have him in there.
Well, maybe you can go back and edit the one you have and put him in at like 2A or 2B.
I don't have time for that crap.
No, we don't, do we?
Yeah, you're alpha boo.
No. Fee, we talked a little bit at the beginning of the show about this weekend and saying goodbye to one of our lifelong friends, Mr. Greg McClurg.
Yep.
Yeah, it was. I just never cried and laughed and so hugged much. And cried and laughed than we did Saturday.
Oh, I agree 100%. I mean, it was just so emotional. I mean, it was. I don't know. It's sad. I mean, he's like a little brother to us.
Right.
I mean, we're all family. I mean, but.
You know, it's funny because and me and you, you know, we grew up with them boys, but also with Banky and Joyce, they were like our second parents.
Yep.
Because how many times we went and sat there and listened to them, and they would make how many times did Joyce make us food? How many times?
Oh yeah, a chili soup every Saturday.
Oh yeah, you know,
love Joyce's chili soup.
Yeah, it's a wonderful family, and you know, Banky to us is he's kind of an idol. He's kind of a guy that
he's
we look
like you know, absolutely.
And it was just
and it's tough to watch them go through that because that's we talked about it. You know, that just ain't right. I mean, that's
you shouldn't have to bury your kid.
That's probably the hardest thing I've ever.
Yeah, not ever.
Nope.
I would have to think that's got to be the hardest thing you could ever do.
Nope, that's right. And then with Mick and Jeff, and it was great seeing Jeff. And
it was.
And he hasn't changed a bit. And what a great guy he is.
What a great guy he is.
We got and then Saturday night after the service, we went to up to Van Wert and all the McClurg family, and it was from Ron's sister lives in Buffalo. Is that right?
I made some unbelievable relatives of theirs. You can't get better nice from people.
No, you can't. We had a great time, and it was another one of those deals where he's laughing and crying, telling stories. There's some great Greg McClurg stories.
There was.
I can tell you that.
And there some was. Of them you can't tell.
No, most of them you can't.
Most of them you could.
Yeah, but we're going to miss him. We're going to miss we're going to miss that camaraderie that every time we get on the air and had shows like this, he would be.
You know his. You know his name is going to pop up on your phone.
Yep. Yeah,
with a comment,
some sort of wisecrack.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. He loved.
Most of the time, you couldn't tell me what he said.
Yeah.
Because we're on the air.
That's right. But you know what? That guy loved Fort Cover Radio. He loved Fort Cover Radio. When you talk about why this thing was built, when you talk about supporting the young kids, when you talk about being a voice for Fort Recovery, Greg McClurg didn't live in Fort Recovery, but he loved
Fort Recovery.
That guy loved Fort
Recovery. 100%. Yeah,
he understood what we were trying to do.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And he supported that so much.
I mean, you went through that, Neil, and we talked about, you know, I think maybe Clarky May talked to you or something. That's how you kind of got the idea of thinking people going around. And
somebody said, I can't keep up with Fort Recovery sports. I'm off somewhere else. How do this, I find out
how's baseball
what happened?
How's this guy doing?
Yeah.
And, you know, he is one that probably got the most out of it.
Yeah.
I mean, he loved Fort Recovery Radio.
He did.
Yeah. I mean, he listened to every one of your baseball broadcasts. Hey, we got a chance tonight against, you know, anybody we play that day, you know, he was always on it.
Yeah,
you know,
how many times before the afternoon of a game, he'd say, Fee,
what do you think?
Yeah, well, we got, who's pitching tonight, Fee? And
I loved him. He would text me after games, you know, and you know, I'd take some crap from these guys.
But,
you know, somebody got thrown out or I got somebody picked off. But he would always give me something positive that I did. You know, it's like, hey, when you sent that runner to second, that was big.
Yeah.
You know, and the little stuff you don't even think about. And it's like, he knows the game. That guy knows baseball.
And he's paying attention to what's going on.
Yeah.
Right.
And I said, when Jack mentioned it a little bit during Insight, I said, I don't know that we've had a live show that he wasn't listening to.
Yeah.
Whether it's Insight, Sports Talk, the Christmas show, any basketball, football, volleyball. He listened to everything.
He was always listening.
He was always.
He was.
God, I missed him so
much. One thing, and I get emotional talking about it, but last week, he was going through hell, and I had the club championship, and he sent me a text on Tuesday wishing me good luck in the club championship. And 10 days, he was living in hell. And then he went to the James on Wednesday. And what happened to you on Thursday?
On Thursday, I get a happy birthday Fee, you know.
And,
you know, here's a guy that's battling cancer, and it's in a bad stage of his life. But the guy still thought about us, you know. And that's why we love that guy.
Meant a lot to him.
Yeah, they did. Greg McClurg, you'll be missed, my friend.
Absolutely.
But
I guarantee you he'll be tuning in every Wednesday night from Evan.
Yep. Doesn't even need to use his phone.
No, that's right.
Absolutely.
Next week, we're going to try to have Coach Niekamp on here. The opener's coming up next Friday night.
Yep.
I'm fired up for football. I think we've got a big scrimmage at Hicksville Friday. We've had two scrimmages. We had the big one to meet the team on last Friday, and I think everything went good.
Coach is happy.
Yep, Coach is happy, and we're going to have Coach Niekamp in here, and also the athletic director, Coach Niekamp.
Yeah, that's a new title we get to put to his
name. Yeah, that's awesome.
We'll drill him.
Oh, yeah.
We will drill him.
We're going to hit him hard.
We are not scared of Coach Niekamp.
Well, maybe you better be, because I think he can take both of you.
You think he could?
At the same time.
Yeah, maybe.
We want to thank the WOW committee. We want to thank Chelsea Rogers, colleague, for coming up here.
Rock,
for
hanging around.
Rock, my good friend.
Hey, what do we think of our buddy, Mr. Aquino? Threads.
He's on fire. He's a home run hitting machine.
He's doing okay.
Yeah.
Little Spitfire there.
Did you see Judge's home run last night?
No, I missed that one.
467.
Bomb. What?
467 feet.
Woo!
That's a bomb. That is a bomb.
Use his driver or
he might use his driver.
Wow.
Get down to the WOW this weekend, folks.
It's gonna be a fun weekend.
Party. We want to thank the WOW committee for coming in, and also Chelsea.
Yep.
Next week we'll be back with Sports Talk at 8 o'clock for my good friend Mr. Harold Feely. Wayne Street Market's our sponsor. We thank you for listening.
listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.